The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Now, the truth is we don't disagree with them either. That's the funny thing. We don't necessarily agree or disagree. I think the radio people are pretty ambivalent about sheds and flooring and whatever. Craig, the floor guy, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. Craig, that's great.
Good. We got Al Reinisch from NC Shed Builders on the show with you. And right out of the gate, I want to ask the two of you, what's it like to run a business in North Carolina in construction? Craig, you're up.
Overall, I would say it's very good. North Carolina is a great state. Raleigh is a great market. It's a booming market, one of the top fastest growing markets in the nation.
Yeah.
Ourselves and American Flooring and Tile, we have our emphasis on the homeowners of the area and on, you know, servicing residential customers. And so for us, it's a great opportunity. Like I've, you know, complained about before, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more regulation and licensing in home improvement, but not everyone agrees with me on that.
Well, and you've balanced out the need for licensing in your case because you've done this for how long?
30 years.
30 years you've been in home construction and a lot of it in flooring, and you're pretty much, you know what's going on.
I definitely know what's going on when it comes to flooring. I wouldn't call myself Craig the floor guy if I didn't feel that way.
Right.
But for the most part, it's unregulated industry. HVAC, plumbing, electrical are regulated.
Right.
Home builders, large general contractors that do large projects, I believe it's $40,000 or more, they're required to have licensing for every project. But there's a lot of projects that get done every day in Raleigh that are right there around that amount, if not more,
yeah,
that are not permitted, are not inspected. And a lot of homeowners, they take the risk, and sometimes it works out for them and sometimes it does not.
All right. Al, are you licensed to, I mean, there's no licensing for shed builders.
No, there is no licensing for shed builders. However, I do have a general contractor license.
Oh, good.
So we are able to go ahead and get into those projects where that dollar value is getting up there. And in the storage shed world, the storage sheds are becoming more and more pricey, as is everything else these days.
Sure.
So that's an area that we've just gone into recently, about a year ago now.
Yeah, when you say you're getting into that, what do you mean?
We offer a product now, and we call it the office shed, right?
Yes.
We've seen the trend before COVID. COVID came along and just amplified it. But basically what you had was with the age of the internet, yep, more and more people are working from home. Mm. And let's just take this example. Take your standard family. Mom, dad, two kids, and a dog.
Yeah.
And they're living in a normal house, which is 3-bed, 2-bath.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, one of the parents is working from home, or sometimes both.
Yeah.
Somebody's office is a closet. And that's actually what we're hearing.
Yes.
So you look at, okay, well, let's do a home addition. How much is that going to cost you? Home additions now, $200,000.
Wow.
Right. So now we can take a 12-foot by 12-foot storage shed.
Yeah.
And we can build that in your backyard. We can put in insulation, drywall, come in with a mini split, have electricity run to it. And all of a sudden you have 144 square feet of an office space
in your backyard. You're doing this.
Yes.
This is not like the homeowner's got to call a contractor for this and a contractor for that. You're insulating and
we're doing everything
and putting the mini split in.
Yeah, we're bringing it in.
Mm-hmm. And you say mini split rather than the old redneck window air conditioner. I call it redneck. A lot of people have them. I'm just saying, you know, the HOA in my area demands no window AC.
Well, those units actually have gotten better. You can go to the store and you can buy a unit that does both heating and cooling and put it in your window.
Oh, really?
Yep. And those can be affordable. However, yeah. with the office shed,
right.
The go-to unit has been the mini split, which for many people, if you're you know working in a small room yeah. and you're doing conferencing, Zoom, whatever, you don't need a loud fan blowing in the background.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. And that's where the mini split yeah. is awesome, right? It's just a small unit sitting on the wall. It's keeping your office area conditioned.
Right.
And it works great. People love it. They're very efficient.
And it is the advice of Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier that you don't try to condition the air, heat or cool it, if you haven't insulated.
Right.
And you're providing that service.
Correct.
Oh, that's good. Yep. That's good. Yep.
And so it works out.
Go ahead.
What do you think, Craig? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I just had this conversation yesterday with one of our employees who they're looking to purchase a home in the Raleigh area and move from the Benson area.
Yes.
And they're having a hard time finding something that is comparable in price and size to what they're, you know, used to. What they have afforded in the Benson area.
Yes.
And I mentioned to them, I said, well, you know, maybe find a smaller home with room for, you know, a shed or a garage that you could convert into additional living space for workspace. But they were basically the exact solution that he just described with his product is exactly the problem that they're having and with trying to find a new home. So I'm going to definitely get them in contact with you once they find the home that they can afford.
And a guy can make a he shed that is a workplace, and not just a pencil and paper workplace, but a, you know, a woodworking shop if he or she wants to. How big can you build, Al?
Our business, actually, right now we're in the middle of a project. This is the largest one we've done so far, is 16 foot by 32 foot.
Wow.
Is what we've done. Now, traditionally, we build storage sheds, right? And
right.
we built all the way from, on our standard lines, 8 foot by 8 foot, all the way up to 16 foot by 16 by 24.
Okay.
That's our traditional business model. However, with getting into the general contractor license is opening up more opportunities to build things a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're also willing. We've been one of the few shed builders that were willing to do things a little bit different when customers ask for it.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, the standard line is 8 foot by 8 foot shed. Well, somebody says, I've only got room for a 6 foot by 7 foot shed. Can you build that? Yes, we can. Right. We also have a model we call the Space Saver, which is very custom.
Yeah.
And basically, we're building a storage shed up against somebody's house, and we tie it into the house so it looks
yeah.
like it's a part of it. We'll put on hardy plank and make it look very seamless, and it's just a storage shed on the side of somebody's house. For somebody that's in one of those neighborhoods where maybe you have you're less than a quarter acre, right? You just don't have room for a large storage shed.
Yeah.
You only have a small space, and oftentimes that space may be up against your house in a nook or, you know, some unused piece of yard space.
Okay, so my question is there a door between the living space and the shed space?
No.
There can't be,
No, not in that situation.
Okay, all right. I was kind of thinking that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But you make it look just like the rest of the house.
Correct.
Because my HOA is not interested in anything that's non-standard. They don't want a brown shed with a white house. Oh my goodness, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
That would stick out like a sore thumb.
People would pay attention to it for three tenths of a second as they drove by. Craig, the floor guy, what's up with flooring today?
There's a lot up. I'm actually looking forward to meeting all the listeners out at the Pet Expo.
Yes.
That is coming up soon, July 27th and 28th. We're going to be showing all of our Pet Proof, Pet Premier,
yes.
and Lifetime Pet Warranted floor products out there. A lot of the listeners may have heard me mention in the past the newest floor on the market, which is the Hybrid Core flooring. It is waterproof. It has a lifetime wear warranty, lifetime pet warranty, and a scratch proof warranty. So it's one of the only floors you can put in your house that has a scratch proof warranty. So we're excited. And that is Mohawk Pure Tech. So we're going to be displaying and showing that product.
Is that a carpet or is that luxury vinyl?
It's not carpet. It's a solid surface floor. It is a wood look floor. It looks like a hardwood floor, but it is technically not luxury vinyl.
Okay.
It's a whole new category. It's similar to luxury vinyl and similar to it's basically if you took a luxury vinyl product and you merged it with a wood laminate product, that's the closest relation that I could make for someone listening to try to understand what it is. It's actually kind of like Trex decking. It's very similar to Trex decking.
All right. We're going to call it luxury plutonium. No, plutonium. Yeah. Plutonium flooring.
It's something. Pure Tech hybrid core waterproof pet proof flooring.
Good heavens. Pet-proof.
Yeah, it's a whole new category. That's what Mohawk does. They create whole new categories. Like when they brought out their Mohawk Smart Strand carpet, they had to actually create a new category and a new patent for the fiber.
That's great. All right. We'll talk more about this. We'll talk about my little puppy and her activities within the home. They're not always positive. And we'll talk more with Al Reinisch from NC Shed Builders and Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile and Al Reinisch from NC Shed Builders. Al, talk to me about your experience in building. I mean, you didn't just start with sheds on your own as an independent contractor.
Yeah, I grew up in the farm fields of Wisconsin. And there, when I was in my late 20s, I ended up coming to the Triangle area.
Yeah.
And answered an ad to build storage sheds.
Yes.
For Lowe's Home Improvement, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was a job that, you know, you had to do a lot of driving around and then we had to build a storage shed in a day. And so it wasn't just somebody you had to know what you were doing and adapt to what the product was and learn what was going on. And being a growing up in a farm culture, you learn a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And you learn carpentry skills, you learn metalworking skills, you learn how to milk a cow.
I would imagine, yes.
Right. So that was my background coming into it. And I just picked up on storage sheds and I stayed with it.
Yeah.
And so for 4 years I worked for that company. And then I transitioned into another company locally and continued to build storage sheds. We were doing a little bit better, a little bit bigger, a little bit better sheds. And then in 2015, I formed NC Shed Builders.
Yes.
And we started going. It's a very standard story of I started in my garage and it was just me, one person.
Yes.
And over the years, you grow. And now we got 12 people in the business.
Wow.
So,
It's funny because sometimes we sell people to the point we describe, for instance, Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. Between the website and the commercial, people think he's got 300 people working for him, which, you know, I don't know, maybe it's close. And then the other time, people come on and they think, gosh, I'll bet you that guy's just got two people and a pickup truck. You don't. You've got a whole company. And they're good?
Absolutely.
You train them?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yep. And they bring their skills with them. So you're looking for the right people to come in. You need them. I can teach them how to build a storage shed.
Yes.
I can't teach them how to care. And that's one thing you're looking for, right? And any business owner will tell you that. It's just like to find that one person that cares.
All right, you Craig. Craig, jump in on that.
Well, I can tell you, I'm looking at his website here, ncshedbuilders.com, and I can tell, Al, from the work I'm seeing on here in the craftsmanship, it looks like you've got at least a few guys that care, because there's some pretty neat stuff on here. This little shed I'm looking at with the nice, looks like it's got a porch on it, a nice sealed, I don't know if that's cedar or pine, but it's definitely been water treated, and you got nice, looks like a stacked stone skirting around it.
Wow.
And this is a nice looking product.
The other thing to remember is, gentlemen, if your marriage is a little shaky, just a little, occasionally, and you're sleeping out on the couch, just remember that couch could be in your own living area with your own knickknacks and whatever. Just call Al, and he'll build you a nice shed with insulation and a split, what do we call a split unit?
A mini split.
Mini split, yep. Unit to heat and cool it. And it would be comfortable for those times when you get kicked out. I don't know. That's just my thought. I think about that constantly.
Let me tell you a story about that.
Sure.
I think it's the shed that Craig, you're looking at. We had built up the structure, and it was going to be for him.
Yeah.
And he needed a place to park his four-wheeler and his lawnmower and some other equipment that he in his yard. And we got done building that storage shed, and it was a really nice one. And his wife finally walked out, and she walked into the storage shed, and she was looking around, and she just looked at him. She said, "You're not parking that stuff in here. It's too nice." So I had to go and build him a lean-to onto the shed.
Of course.
So he still had some place to park those things. And then they started working on finishing off the inside of that structure.
Wow.
So, one of the things that, since I started, one of the things that I wanted to do with customers is be somebody that said, "Yes, we can." So when a customer approached you and said, "Hey, I have this different idea," try to be that business that says, "Yes, we can." And
right.
Then I tell our salespeople, tell people, "Yes, we can." Nobody wants to hear, "No, we can't do that." They want to hear, "Yes, we can." And we joke around in the office. It's one of the things that gives me a lot of trouble is I tell my salespeople, tell people, "Yes, we can." And then it becomes my job to figure out how we're going to do that.
That's fine. Hey, if the boss has got more work, nobody complains about that. Certainly not the boss, right, Craig?
Yeah. Another thing I'm looking at here that's sticking out to me is that the amount of upgrade options and different types of, I don't want to use it says storage shed add-ons, but it's like, it's a focus on quality I'm seeing here,
Sure.
Hardy siding and decking for the sheds. And so I'm thinking when a lot of people think, of a shed, you're not, the word shed doesn't really, bring to mind, a lot of stuff. You just think of a place to park your lawnmower.
Right.
But it looks like NC Shed Builders, they can provide that. They can provide you a place to park your lawnmower. But, they've got window options and shelving options and work benches, and you can put a loft in it. They can hurricane strength and, ridge vents for venting, and they're really focusing on a lot of different aspects to make it a really, really quality product, and I like that. And another thing I see on here that I like, Al, is you've got pricing. You got a little schedule here that shows an example of, for this size, it's roughly this cost, and for this size, it's roughly this cost.
Right.
And a lot of companies that don't show that, and that shows integrity. That shows that you're working with people who are confident in what they're doing. You have a strict guideline and process that you're following, and you're able to present pricing to people up front. And, you're not just winging it and making it up as you go along. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And so when a customer does contact us, we've got trained salespeople, which is Carolina and Teresa right now.
Yeah.
They can, we need to... Oftentimes, we want to speak with the customer. We can't just make up an estimate. We could, but really, we want to speak with the customer.
Right.
We want to find out where they are, what their yard looks like, yep. what they're going to be using their storage shed for,
right.
And then we can custom build the estimate from there. And so we can add put options in, we can take them out, we can meet a budget,
yeah.
do whatever. There's a lot that we can do, even right down to painting the storage shed, because there's other companies that don't offer the paint.
Yeah.
And we have that service tied right in there.
You're not quite to the point. See, there's a housing crisis. The housing crisis is not that we don't have enough houses from the 400s. That's not it. We have a lot of college kids staying at home because they can't afford a down payment, can't afford to pay. You're not quite to the point of building returning college kids home, are you? A mini home?
We're just about there.
You're almost there. Yeah. It's, I mean, if you thought about it, your quality, they call it an office shed.
Right.
So it's just a step away.
The one piece of that puzzle that we're missing is plumbing.
Yeah.
And we don't offer plumbing right now. So basically we're just, we're taking a storage shed,
right.
we're finishing it off,
right.
Adding conditioning the space, and
okay, we're going to talk more with our guests here on Making Your Home Great. This is FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF. FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF. News, talk, traffic, and today, sheds and floors. Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, is right here. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing good. Still here.
And Al Reinisch from NC Shed Builders. Craig, let's talk about what you've got on the website for sale or for as a special.
We are running some great specials right now. Of course, we still have our in-stock specials, like our 6 colors of luxury vinyl plank, lifetime warranty, 20 mil wear layer, starting at $1.99 a square foot. We have our 15-year warranted stain-proof carpet starting at $1 a square foot.
Yes.
And for the Pet Expo folks, we're running some specials on all of our pet-proof products, an additional 10% off. That's Mohawk Smart Strand,
yes.
our Mohawk Solitec Luxury Vinyl Plank. Don't forget the popular Mohawk Revwood waterproof laminate that has a lifetime pet warranty. And as I talked about, the Mohawk PureTech Hybrid Core, which is a recycled product, 70% recycled product with a lifetime pet warranty and scratch-proof warranty.
Yeah.
Starting at just $329 a square foot.
All right. Now, we have a new member of the family, a toy poodle. And she's not taken to the whole training routine very well. So we like an area rug in the living room, but she's doing her thing. There's nothing I can put on that area rug that will make it waterproof like the products you're selling, right?
No, I mean, have you tried the potty pads, the little pads you put down that absorb
yes.
it?
Yes.
Because if is that
well, she's not the, number one. She can't go into the out. The backyard like the taller poodles. I have two taller poodles, one smaller poodle, none of which were my choice. But anyway, rant over. She can't go outside because a hawk will pick her up. And she can't manage stairs. That's how small she is.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's got to go in the living room on a pad, but she's not getting the message. And
she's
I know
not utilizing the pad.
No, she's not. No, she's
already,
not.
She's already commandeered the rug and decided that's
you.
Her spot.
You honestly, we're one step away from heaven. You come back and leave the luxury vinyl plank in place that you put down, and then just put that pet proof carpet.
Is she using the rug that's on the vinyl plank? Because she should.
Oh,
it
yeah.
shouldn't damage the vinyl
oh,
plank.
Oh yeah. No, she's not. She could never damage the vinyl plank. She, I think I'd have to. We'd have to. I don't know. Run a hose inside the living room to damage the luxury vinyl plank, and even then, just barely. No, no, no. She's taken. She's going out of her way to avoid the luxury vinyl plank. But there is no product that a fella can put on the carpet that makes it waterproof. These things are manufactured to be waterproof.
Yeah, it is. It's the science of the fiber, the way the fiber is made.
Yeah.
Mohawk Smart Strand and then any solution dyed fiber are going to be molecularly sealed from the inside out, so nothing can absorb into the fiber.
Yeah.
So if you don't have either a Mohawk Smart Strand carpet or a solution dyed fiber, then what you have is a fiber that's dyed on the outside and then has a chemical treatment put on it to make it cleanable. And once you clean it, that treatment comes off, and now you have exposed fiber that most likely will not clean again unless you have it professionally treated again with that cleaning agent or chemical similar to Scotchgard, basically.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I got to ask.
I was going to say, you're talking about your puppy. I'm sure she's lovable and beautiful, but I had a cat one time that I had a really expensive wool rug that I had bought my wife. We were early in our relationship and marriage.
Yeah.
And we got this cat, and that cat, I learned the hard way that wool rugs and animals, they do not mix, because the wool is a natural fiber. So pets, whether they're cats or dogs, are naturally drawn to urinate on it. And one day the window got left open for a long period of time, and the cat got out and was never seen again.
So, really? Is that? Well, that's a terrible thing that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well,
I wish that cat the best. I hope everything worked out.
Gosh, we all do. Yes. I'm sure somebody at a farm adopted the cat. Hey, listen, we've got a High Park Bar and Grill gift certificate. I believe this is a $20 gift certificate, unless I hear something different. Either way, it's free to you if you call 919-860-9783. 919-860-9713. Ask a question of Alan Reinisch from NC Shed Builders, in part because I've forgotten. I mean, I've not forgotten, but I've run out of questions for Al. So you call up and go ahead and do it. Actually, Al, Craig mentioned hurricanes. One of you mentioned hurricanes. There are hurricanes in Texas right now. How sturdy are your sheds?
We haven't had one blow away yet.
Okay.
Now, how about
blow down? That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about it blowing away. That's somebody else's problem.
So we always say this. When dealing with a shed, a storage shed that needs a building permit, so when your storage shed exceeds the dimensions of 12 foot in any direction, you need a building permit. And per the building code, you need the building then tied down. And what we use is the mobile home system. We take a 30-inch anchor and we screw that into the ground, and then we take some metal strap and tie the shed to those anchors, one in each corner. That's per the building code.
Right.
And then, of course, we also add on rafter clips to up at the ceiling to attaching the rafters to the top plate.
Yeah.
But I always tell people that here in this area in the Triangle, if we have a hurricane, you have more to worry about a tree falling on your storage shed than the storage shed actually, you know, blowing away.
Right.
And that's just the reality of it. Every year we get people that call us, hey, I got a branch that fell on top of my storage shed. I got a hole in the roof. Can you help us out?
Yeah.
And so we do help people out with that. The tie downs, I haven't seen anything really come into play with that.
Right.
So
you're going how far into the earth?
It's 30 inches.
30 inches is pretty impressive.
Right. If you crawled underneath a mobile home, you would see the same system.
Really?
Just a bunch of anchors going into the ground.
And the other question is, are these almost to code or spec for housing? I mean, are the 2x4s, the studs, are they the same distance apart as a home?
Yes. Yeah. We're doing things very soon, especially if you're pulling a building permit.
Yeah.
It has to meet the residential building code.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that. In the Alexander family, we've got a bunch of sheds, not at my house, but my brother's. And some were built with old pallet wood and 2x4s that didn't match and weren't straight and nothing. I mean, that's the way we build things, okay? But you're telling me this is just the same kind of quality as in your home.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get him hooked up with Massey Plumbing. Right, Craig? Because that's the one piece of his thing, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. They don't just do sheds.
Yeah.
I see here, Al, you guys offer greenhouses as well.
Yeah, actually, that was one thing I wanted to talk about is the products that we've added over the course of the last 2 years, just trying to expand the business a little bit. Chicken coops was something that we were able to get into. And that actually, our chicken coops, the essence of it was I brought in a carpenter and I said, hey, these are all of our scraps that we're generating from building storage sheds. Let's turn them into a chicken coop. Right. Or see what other ideas we have. So anyway, so we got a smaller chicken coop and a larger chicken coop. We will be at the Pet Expo as well, Craig, coming up here. We'll have a booth. We'll have a storage shed there. We'll have our chicken coops. We're planning for a doghouse to be on display at the Pet Expo. So those are some of the some neat things we've been doing. And then, we've added gazebos, pergolas. The greenhouses and our carports, those are coming from Heritage Steel, which is right here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And so we're just a vendor for them. But it's another product that we're able to sell to our customers.
But you know, a fella can buy a kit for a greenhouse and it contains 3,000 pieces of metal and 100,000, maybe more, screws. I don't want to do that.
This is not one of those kits.
Not one of those kits.
This is a very high quality greenhouse.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a shed.
Sure.
A metal shed with the translucent panels on it. And they put a door on it. They put ventilation in there. You can get a sprinkler system. You can get a heater. You can get shelving. They set it up very well. It is, like I said, it's a very high quality greenhouse.
Right.
We have a couple on display at our sales lot in Durham, if anybody wants to come and take a look at them.
Yeah, tell me about the sales lot.
It's a basic sales lot. We've got all of our models there.
Yeah.
We've got the greenhouses, we've got pergolas, we got the gazebo there. We have all of our models. We have a simple shed, which is just our for the person that's on a budget,
right.
And then they walk in the door. I just need a storage shed to put these few items in. This is all my money I got.
Right.
We have that, and then we have our Statesman shed, which is your common utility building, and it's our most popular selling shed. A lot of people like it.
Is it is it wood?
Mm-hmm. It's all wooden storage sheds.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you need hardy plank, we can put hardy plank on there. If you need vinyl, we can put vinyl on there.
Yeah.
Comes with a shingled roof if you need a different style shingle, or if you need metal roof, we can do that.
And you showed me photographs where you went ahead and built a shed to look so much like the house that the HOA has got to – they got to love you. I mean, you know, HOAs love matching. So you built this. Tell me about that.
That one, we got done with the project, and I asked a customer point blank, why did you go with us? And his response was, because you were the only one willing to make my storage shed look just like my house. And he had a very nice house. He was probably sitting on a $750,000 house. And there's some very nice architecture that went well with the house. And he wanted the storage shed, which was sitting right adjacent to the house, to like they were cut from the same cloth.
Right.
And so we had to go into set up the windows and the doors to how they wanted. And then the gable was probably the most specific thing that we just took a little extra time to make that look seamless. And so as you came pulling up the driveway, you had a beautiful view of not only his house, but his storage shed right there.
And they look alike.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. Craig, we're going to get to you in just a little bit. I was wondering, Al, if when you bring the chicken coop to the pet, can I put my dog in there?
Yes.
Just, okay, good. Because during this show, it's hard to manage the dog and the radio show. All right. Excellent. Killer the Wonder Dog. It will be at the Pet Expo in a chicken coop because he fits. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, Alan Reinisch of NC Shed Builders, and, of course, Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile on WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. This is Making Your Home Great. Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile is here. Al Reinisch from NC Shed Builders. Craig, what's going on? What do you want?
Just getting ready for the Pet Expo and working through some projects we have on schedule.
Well, what are you doing these days?
We've actually been doing a lot of bathrooms, a lot of tile showers and tile floors. We just completed. If everybody goes to our website or our Facebook page, you can see photos of recent projects that we've done. We've just completed quite a few custom tile jobs.
Yeah.
And of course, with all of the flooring options and the flooring specials we have right now, we're doing well with those options as well. You know, the best floors at the best price, that's our guarantee. We have our best price guarantee. We are one of the only licensed flooring dealers that offers a lifetime installation warranty. And of course we have our no interest financing options as well. So we try to make it easy for the customers. We are getting ready to open our new showroom that we've been upfitting in Raleigh.
Yes.
Probably gonna be after the Pet Expo, because there's some products that we're going to be displaying that I'm going to be putting on display at the Pet Expo. So once we get done with that, we'll be opening the new showroom up. So yeah, we're staying busy. We've got a lot of exciting things going on.
Very good. Why is it irrational to expect anybody to replace a shower in a day?
I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Okay.
You know, so don't expect Rome. If you're expecting a shower in a day, I mean, I can tell you, and I'm trying to stay positive, Dave.
Yeah, good.
I'm trying to stay positive. You know, I can get off on my tangents and my rants when it comes to some of these things that gimmick products and, you know, the unlicensed people out there and the chuck in a truck and those kind of things. But I mean, since we're on the topic, let's go there.
Yeah, irrational. When I say irrational, well, I order these things. I want them done in a day.
Yeah, I saw one yesterday. I was at a customer's house yesterday.
Yeah.
That they just bought the home and just moved into it, been there for less than 3 months, and went for one of those companies that offer the one-day shower installations, and it's still not finished. They've been there for 3 months. They've had issue after issue after issue. The shower door was put in wrong.
Yeah.
They came out to fix it, and their way of fixing it was by putting it in backwards. So now whenever the homeowner takes a shower, water squirts through the glass door out into the bathroom floor, and there's holes. You can see where they drilled holes and then had to re-drill holes. So you see where the old holes were, and they just filled them in with some caulk to temporarily seal it until they have a chance to come back out and fix it properly. And it's one of those kind of scenarios. And, you know, I was trying to keep the folks, you know, on a good train of thought about the situation, and I said, well, you know, as long as they come out and fix it, and you know what I mean, but I was thinking, man, in 3 days I could have did a beautiful custom tile shower in here, and they wouldn't have had any of these issues.
And the other thing is, suppose my house is 20 years old, you take out the bathtub and you're going to convert it to a shower, or you're going to take out the shower I've got and put a shower in there. Craig, can you guarantee me there have been no leaks in the last 20 years in my shower area?
No, I can't. But I mean, I actually had a conversation this morning with a customer in our showroom.
Yeah.
We're working on designing and pricing out a custom bathroom renovation for him.
Right.
And he was showing me photos of a guy online.
Yeah.
Or not online, but on Facebook. He's like, well, this is a guy who gave me a quote, and here's some photos of some of his work. And he's saying this and he's saying that. And I'm, picking these photos apart. I'm like, well, on this photo right here, you can see he didn't use the waterproofing fabric for the corners, and I'm showing him where it's wrong, and I'm explaining to him, like, you know, how his house is going to expand and contract throughout the year when we go through hot and cold seasons and dry and humid seasons, and he's, you know, what the fabric I'm talking about acts as a waterproofing agent, but it also acts as a crack isolation membrane. So I said, as your house expands and contracts, I said, this shower right here that you're showing me these pictures of,
his grout
is going to crack in his corners, and it's going to have to be regrouted, and somebody's going to probably go out there and they're going to say, no, we'll caulk those corners for you, and that caulk is going to mold and mildew. I don't care if you're listening right now and you've been down the caulking rabbit hole. It doesn't matter what caulking you buy, what it says on the tube, or how much it costs. If you put it in a shower over time, at some point it's going to mildew and it's going to have to be replaced.
Okay.
And I was explaining to him, I said, sir, if a shower is built properly with the technology that's available today, you should not have any caulk in your shower.
No caulk.
And I guarantee you right now, there's people listening that are going, what?
Even if looks like tile?
I re-caulk my shower once every 3 years.
Yeah.
That's because it wasn't done the best way the first time. So you have cracking and separation, and you got areas where the easy thing to do, rather than rip it out and replace it and do it right, is to put caulk on there.
Right.
Once you go down that path, you're stuck in it.
Right.
You're caulking, and then every few months to a year, you're ripping that caulk out and you're re-caulking it. And, you know, we get requests all the time from people. They want us to come out and give them an estimate to clean their grout and re-caulk their shower.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I end up having to tell them, you know, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, what you're asking me to do, it is a service that can be offered and it's a service that can be paid for.
Sure.
But it's not the proper thing to do, because it's not the solution to a problem. And many of the listeners may know, one of my mottos that I live by is be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Right.
So a lot of times we will turn down service to a customer because it's not the correct solution to the problem.
Sure.
And I still see this on a weekly basis, and not only with showers, you know, not only in kitchens too. We have a lot of people, they want to caulk their backsplash because they've got cracks where the countertop meets the backsplash. And every time I go out there, I wiggle the cabinets. And what do you know? The cabinets are loose because whoever installed the cabinets either didn't properly level the cabinets and shim the cabinets, or they didn't catch studs with their anchor screws.
Yes.
So it worked loose, which has caused it to crack. I mean, there's just little things that you know by experience and by training and different, you know, things that differentiate.
Right.
The good people and the pros, and the ones that are just, you know, what I call, like, you know, a handyman.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And
Craig, what is that telephone number that I can contact you?
The easiest way is to call our toll-free number, 877-6-FLOORS. That's FLOORS, 877-6-FLOORS. Our website is americandreamfloor.com. We offer free shop-at-home service. We'll bring samples out to your house. We'll do a free on-site evaluation and consultation.
Yes.
Explain to you the pros, the cons, good, better, and best options. We'll price for you several different options if you would like.
Right.
And if you would like, you can also come to our showroom, which is at 308 Sherway Drive in Raleigh. We can schedule a showroom consultation for you where we offer dedicated boutique service. We can give you that showroom for an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just you and your project specialist to work through projects and the selections and the process, and make sure you're making a comfortable, exciting, educated decision about your flooring, kitchen, or bathroom project.
All right. Thank you. We are anti-caulk and pro-stud on this show. From now on, making your home great is an anti-caulk but pro-stud business. All right. Al, how do we get in contact with you?
You can come out to Durham. You can find us at 1400 East Gear Street. We're just outside of downtown. Come and see all our sales lot and see all the different shed models that we have out there, as well as our other products, our chicken coops, pergolas, gazebos, and greenhouses. You can call us at 984-888-5400.
Say that again, just in case people are scribbling quickly.
Sure. 984-888-5400. 5400. You can also find us on the web at ncshedbuilders.com.
It's worth the visit because it's a beautiful website, and you can see the office sheds that Al can build for you. Don't bother building onto the house. Go that route. This is Making Your Home Great. We'll see you next week.